What, another one? Oh, yeah, okay.
Hypnagogue Podcast 494 was a nice uninterrupted ride for you. And I have to admit, it started off a little dark and different. And some of that was the sound of me getting to the bottom of one of the holding tanks. Because what really happens is that as I go through, you know, I'm pulling out tracks, obviously, that catch my ear. And there are some things that kind of float to the bottom. Not that they're bad, but that I haven't figured out if I like them enough to put them in or where I might put them, if that makes sense. But some, you know, and honestly, there are things I start to listen to it and I just think, that's not going on a show. And I'm not gonna hang on to it because I'm not going to use it. And it's not in my personal listening wheelhouse, so off it goes. But a lot of stuff that tends to kind of hang there for a while until I go, you know what, two things. Number one, either I, you know, find a space where something works, or I just think, you know what, it's time to clear out the closet. Which, as I say it, I recognize doesn't sound great, but all love. Before I dig too deep a hole for myself, let's talk about what you were listening to. We started off with R.L. Huber. Frequent contributor to the show, sends me lots of music. That was the title track from the album Themisto. After that, Christian Wittmann with his sonic tales of the people who explored the Northwest Passage over time. This album has a very kind of stark and icy feel to a lot of the pieces. Again, took me a while to figure out which one I wanted to use and where. And it went in here, and it was the track Alexei Chirikov. After that, another collaboration between Jarguna and Chris Russell. It is called Wind of Dissonance. And that track was Zephyr Flow. And then I am willing to bet that the next track had some of you kind of skipping forward. And I debated whether I should excerpt it or just let it run. 17 minutes. From Hanitration. And when I'm putting things together, I tend to go back and start listening from the beginning again, and I kind of let things play through because I want to hear it kind of as it develops and in its entirety. And I know it's kind of a rough drone track, but I found something very meditative about it. I found that it just kind of drilled its way down into my head. So that there were points where I wasn't even aware that I was fully listening. And then something in there, some of the extra sounds, would kind of pull me back around. And I'd realize I was still listening to it. So if you didn't dig it, I apologize. And I hope, no, I'm not going to apologize. If you didn't dig it, you had the opportunity to scoot on forward. I happen to like it. It's from a one-track EP from Hanitration called Sightline. After that, Rand Slavin with Saffron Breeze from Aegean Gold. And remember a couple episodes ago, I played you a track from Clara Loops off of a compilation album, and I told you I had another Clara Loops album? It's called The Quiet Below, and that track was called Quiet Current. And I wanted to kind of bring us sort of that started to bring us back up toward more lighter stuff, and I checked out a track from Burn Shoal, a single that they sent me called Seasons Will Change. After that, Bernvard Koch from Fly Lounge 2 with Wonderful Glider. Robert Scott Thompson, another frequent flyer here on the Hypnagogue podcast. His latest is called Cirrus, and that track was Cirrus Spissatus. It's a type of cloud, you know. And a little more up-tempo-y stuff from Orange Crush that was called Quiet Reverie off the Eidolons album. Another compilation that came to me recently is called Isla's Calm Cloud. It's either Isla or Isla. I'm going with Isla. And what I gave you was the combination of Andrew Heath and Simon McCory, who you also heard here recently. And that track was called Mist. Then it was Drogue Tech with Torn Apart from Until Now, and we closed this one out with Danielle Jolan from the album Sublime Lenteur. That was Étendu 2. I suppose it's Étendu 2. But since my French is bad, I would not even attempt that. I would not do that. My name, by the way, is John Shanahan. I am your host every now and then for the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. I do hope you survived this one. You got through that sort of a dark start. You kind of came out the other side into some lighter music. I'm going to do it again real soon. I fully expect you to be here, of course. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.